Heart Month is, how do we get to the patient before they come to me, before the diagnosis? What are the steps that we can take in our lifestyle, even from childhood up until adulthood? Preventable steps so that you don't need to see me as a cardiologist and rather just as a friend.
Right. I'm sure that you would prefer that.
Yes.
So what kinds of things are we talking about? So what kinds of issues are specific for women when it comes to heart health?
If you're specifically talking about, we'll divide it up into two sections, prevention, and once you have the disease and you meet me, what do we say? So we'll start with the second aspect first. Mm-hmm. For those folks, I sort of tell them four buckets that I want them to participate in, and it is under the umbrella of living well, and that is eat well, sleep well, move well, and emote well. I've shortened all those things over the years of practice so that people can easily digest that. And I want it to be accessible for folks and not intimidating. So if we start with eat well, and what I don't do is restrict people's calories. What I do instead is ask them, look at what you're eating. It is the quality of what you're eating rather than the quantity. Because it's very difficult. I was going to bring some visual aids today. But if I show you what goes in a kid's lunch bag these days, it's those little packets of Pirate's Booty or Cheez-It crackers. So one of those bags, let's say, is 200 calories. And you may not think that's a lot. But if I show you the amount of strawberries or mandarin oranges you have to eat to eat that 200 calories, and it's so bulky, you will feel full. Your stomach will naturally stop wanting to eat more. Right. So it's really the quality of what you're eating. And that's what eat well means.
And also sodium, right?
Yes. And when you eat whole foods, you will naturally get less sodium.
You're right.
Yeah. If you look at the United States by error in terms of prior to industrialization and afterwards, when we had packaged foods introduced into our diet, that is when you start seeing a lot of preventable disease rates go up. Diabetes, sleep apnea, high blood pressure. So it is certainly the system that we live in. If you go to the grocery store, for example, what they have is eye level are prepackaged foods.
Right.
They don't have mandarin oranges there.
Right.
The only reason why I keep using mandarin oranges is because I, you know, we have a ton in our house right now because it comes in its own container and it's the winter. So.
And easy to pack at a lunch or take with you to work, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So.
Yeah.
Yes. But so that's one, eat well. And then two, move well. What you will read on every website is 150 minutes a week. For most people that work, myself included, I'm sure yourself included, when you say 150 minutes a week,
it sounds so much.
Undoable.
Right.
And so automatically people will, I'm just not going to do that. Right? And so then they start devising things like, okay, I'm going to have a standing desk. And somehow that is going to replace moving. So I want you to think of it from a completely different perspective rather than 150 minutes a week. I just want you to think of, you can do what we call interval training, and it's not what you're thinking from the trainer. Instead, what I mean by that is, for example, if it could be a 5 or 10 minute segment of exercise.
Okay.
So let's say you are a desk worker and you are a check-in person at Sutter, and you were there 8 hours a day, and you really can't get up during your breaks. But you know what you can do? You could park really far away.
Right.
Before you get into work, right? When you go to the grocery store, you could also park really, really far away. When you take your bathroom break, which by law you are allowed to have,
right,
you can walk around. So those are the ways that you can do it, you know?
Sneaky ways to fit in some exercise.
Yeah. But also finding a buddy.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. So a health partner in this is really, really helpful. Then the third was sleeping well. And this is creeping up on all of us that people are not doing this well.
Yeah.
And you know what I attribute this to?
Our phones.
Absolutely. Media.
Right.
I can count on my hands the number of friends that I know that do not have a phone, an iPad, or a television in their bedroom. So the only things that should, your bed is only, as my husband says, who is a sleep expert.
Okay.
He says that your bed is only for sleeping and sex. That's it.
Yeah.
Yes, it should not be for anything else. So you really need to get restorative, high quality sleep and sufficient amounts of it.
Right.
If you suspect that you're not, then go talk to your doc. So, and then the fourth is emoting well. And this is a very nebulous category, but I see it as my parents and in-laws are getting older, and they have a tendency, as you get older, to become more socially isolated. Mm. And so having really meaningful relationships is, you know, just in terms of your emotional quotient, is very helpful and helps your mood. I can tell the difference in my kids when they have been around people versus on their devices.
Right.
How much more joyful they are just in their approach to life or in a conversation with another human being. So,
yeah. And we tend to live longer, too, if we have friends and social interaction, right?
Yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. Huh. Absolutely.
Amazing. And dealing with stress is a big one, right?
Yes.
And dealing with stress in a way that is helpful and not damaging.
Right. Yes. I wish I had a pill for dealing with stress, but I don't. You know, just in terms of from my mom perspective and not as a cardiologist perspective, it's important that I let my kids have their own failures and I would always be there to protect them, let them work out their struggles on their own, even though to them it may seem like a mountain in front of them. But those, some of the struggles are important for them to develop that resiliency that they need throughout life. Because as you know, in any corporation that you work with, there are different personalities and, you know, people come from different perspectives. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And learning how to deal with those challenges, failures in a way that helps you learn from them, bring those lessons forward, but let go some of that negative self-talk, the destructive behaviors that you might do around dealing with failure, dealing with challenges. You got to learn good ways to deal with that.
Absolutely. Yeah. It will always be a useful tool.
Yeah. Luckily, we seem to see that smoking is going down across the country. What about people who are struggling with kicking that habit?
Yeah. It's always have the conversation with your provider. I can't stress that enough. I tell people, think of your doctor as the one relationship in your life where you get to be 100% selfish. It's never about the doctor. It's always about you.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be vulnerable. You can be angry. You can be all of those things. That doctor wants the same thing as you, which is to promote your good health.
Right.
And we know that the more we talk about smoking cessation and the effects on health, the more that people are likely to sort of grasp that concept and embrace it. And we know that when we normalize the behavior of smoking, for example, if you're a 40-year-old out there right now who's premenopausal and a smoker and you have middle school age kids in your house, the way you should look at that is, I am showing these two kids, this 8 and 10-year-old, that it is okay to be a smoker. It is normal.
Right.
Yeah, you will have a good life and you will have these kinds of things and it's associated with smoking. So we don't want to normalize that behavior. Yeah. But always having a physician there, that person is always going to be, you know, your champion for health all of the time. So I can't stress how much that good relationship is. And there are services here in Sonoma County for people who are underinsured. Santa Rosa Community Health, I know that is a Sonoma County clinic. Mm-hmm. I know that there are other services like that and outer clinics. Lake County has also underinsured clinics as well up there. I don't know about Mendocino County, but yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what kind of effects does smoking have on the heart and our circulatory system?
Yeah. So it is very atherogenic. And so what that means is that if you think of your blood vessel as its own distinct organ system and its own microclimate, so to speak, it can react to adrenaline surges, to blood pressure changes very, very rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
And when you add smoking to that mix, a lot of people know what antioxidants are. It will dramatically increase the oxidants within the blood vessel, which are...
They're damaging, right?
Yeah, yeah, species that can promote that plaque growth within the blood vessel. So, yes, stopping smoking is important. I think that in women who are premenopausal, the estrogen is so protective that we have much lower rates of heart disease than men premenopausal.
Okay.
But if you are a smoker, all of that positive effect goes away and you will rival that of the male counterpart, if not increase it. And so as a woman, you know, there's definitely specific types of heart disease with the plaque disease and the arteries as the main kind. But if you get to that point of getting heart disease, it's sobering to know that as a woman, you're less likely to get diagnosed right out of the gate.
Hmm.
Yeah. And then once you do get the diagnosis, when it is bad, it can be very, very bad. Yes. So I think I read the Sonoma County statistics. Our rates of heart disease death are slightly higher than the nation average, but not by much.
Okay.
You know, again, the last county I was in Lake County, theirs is 37% higher.
Wow.
Than the average California county. So it is sobering. When you have heart disease, it doesn't mean that it is, sorry to be so frank, a death sentence. Mm-hmm. You still have lots of good life to live after that. And sometimes it can be decades, but you have to partner with a physician.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and make the right moves. Yeah,
yeah, for
but
sure.
But I think that for 2024, my main goal really is to tell folks that I want to see people before they have disease. And I want to talk about prevention. And I want to tell the girls that are 8 and 10, here's what we need to do, and teach their parents to give them those tools. Because whatever we teach them as parents, they will actually replicate that behavior when they're adults.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe not when they're teenagers and rebellious, but then after they get past that stage.
Yes, but they will remember it. Yeah. Right. They will remember it later. Yes.
Very good. I'm talking with Dr. Joanne Tsai. She is a cardiologist locally here at Sutter. And so let's talk about some of the symptoms that you might notice as a woman that could be those little red flags. Oh, something's going on here.
Right. So there are two different kinds of symptoms. One where you've never had a symptom before, and it's the big one. Okay, and those classically are something in your chest cavity, pressure, squeezing, tightness, burning. Mm. Sometimes people can describe that it's a pinprick sensation, but that's rare, okay? But anytime you feel something very intense in your chest, you should not assume that that is just nothing. And I have to say, when you call someone over the phone about that symptom, it is going to be very difficult for them to tell you whether or not that is your heart or it's heartburn.
Right.
Yes. So the most important thing to do is just to get an EKG when you're having that type of symptom.
Okay.
If there's no way for you to do that, call 911.
Okay.
Yeah. Then the second type is when you have symptoms that lead up to the heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
So those warning symptoms are the ones that women can miss a lot. There's multiple factors for that. Some of it's fear about getting the big diagnosis. Some of it is, well, I am the caretaker, the breadwinner, I am all of these roles, and I do not have time to address this issue. So if you ever get symptoms that you don't normally get with movement or exercise, for example, if your natural level of activity is climbing up and down a flight of stairs because you're not an exerciser yet, and you're starting to find that that level of activity is difficult for you, you either get tired or short of breath, or maybe your chest is a little tight.
Mm-hmm.
That could be the symptom that you need to get checked out. Okay?
Okay,
so we call that a change in your effort tolerance. So that's the what we might write in a chart. But you know your body, and if what you're used to is climbing up that 14 flight of stairs to your bedroom every night, and now it's a little hard, you need to find out why.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
What about swelling? Is that also something you should be watching out for?
You can. It is something that is common to a lot of different conditions.
Okay.
It is not something that's just heart disease. Mm. It can be a side effect of a medication. Mm-hmm. There's a common one out there called a calcium channel blocker that 30% of women can get when they're on that medication for high blood pressure. So I know I'm going to sound like a broken record, but speak to your physician
right.
because he or she will put all of that together like a good AI robot.
Okay. What is it like to be screened? What happens in a screening for your heart health?
Well, that's actually happening first at the level of your primary care physician. Mm-hmm. They're already checking your blood pressure and your heart rate.
Okay.
That is the window into the soul, so to speak. Because if your historical normal heart rate is 60, and then you come into the office with a heart rate of 40 or 90, that's going to make your first medical assistant and then your MD ask, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
If your blood pressure changes. And in fact, if people want to protect themselves at home, knowing their numbers is really critical. Mm. So knowing their numbers goes back to what we were saying before, which is know your blood pressure, know your cholesterol profile, know your waist circumference or your BMI. And know the type of calories you get, know how much sleep you get, and know your exercise minutes. So those are sort of know your numbers-ish.
Mm-hmm.
But blood pressure, since you mentioned it, is the least well-controlled risk factor for heart disease in
the
country. Yeah.
Hmm.
And when we say cardiovascular disease, that includes the blood vessels outside of the heart, so strokes.
Okay.
And the disease in the majority of strokes is also the same disease process because it's just at the level of the blood vessel and the heart for heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when we say heart disease, we just encompass anything in the heart. So,
got it. Yeah. Okay. All mm-hmm. right. In terms of catching things early, how important is that for your overall health?
Immensely important. Like anything, you know, if you have a leaky roof, if you spot it when you start seeing that drywall stain versus when your roof collapses.
Right.
Same thing here,
yeah.
You know, because so much of it is preventable. Even with folks that have really strong family history of heart disease, mm-hmm. and let's say they're a smoker right now, I mean, the statistic in the world is still the same. Almost 90% of cardiovascular disease is preventable.
Hmm.
That is shocking to hear, isn't it?
Yeah.
90%.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's with these kinds of things.
Absolutely.
Fitness, stress reduction, proper sleep, good diet, all
yes.
of those things.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it has to be a concerted effort between the system and the individual.
Right.
You know, the first step is always education. Get
yeah.
the word out. Yeah. And then the second is how can we change the system?
Right.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What about, we live in wine country, so I have to bring this up.
Yes.
There's lots of delicious wine to drink
yes.
in Sonoma County. And I have heard, and I'm not sure if this is true or not, but luckily we've got a cardiologist here to let us know. Is it healthy to have a glass of wine? And how often and how much wine can you have that's still healthy? Or is it all not healthy?
So there's two ways to look at it, right? First is just how much quantity can we say is actually too bad for your health.
Right.
Okay, so the official is one serving of alcohol or two servings of alcohol for men, one for women, two for men.
Mm-hmm.
So a serving is 4 ounces of wine, one beer, or an ounce of alcohol. So that's
okay.
one serving per day. And I've had young men ask me this, can I save them all up for the big party on the weekend? No, that would
that
be
way.
Called binge drinking.
Right,
thank
right.
you for the creativity. So, you know, that would be the official quantity. But mm-hmm. no, we don't use it as a medicine.
Right.
So I wouldn't say that I advocate, yes, why don't you drink some red wine every day?
Mm-hmm.
There's a popular Netflix series right now called Blue Zones. Mm-hmm. That my kids
oh, yeah,
actually watched in school. They came home telling me about it, and I said, yes, of course, I already know about the Blue Zones. And so people will find what they want out of that series.
Of course.
Right. So in, you know, Sardinia, they're going to find, see, they're drinking red wine. See, they're doing
right.
that. Well, they also don't mention that those folks live much, you know, they walk significantly longer.
Oh, yeah.
Their system is not designed for cars to go fast. Ours is. So
yeah.
they don't take cars anywhere.
You yeah, know, they're walking all day
they
long.
They eat more
right.
whole foods.
Yeah.
yeah. So the wine is just a small aspect
right.
of it. So the second aspect I was mentioning, besides just the quantity, is sometimes wine is something that brings people together, brings community together at mm-hmm. an event. Or not even necessarily a discrete event, but just togetherness. And so mm-hmm. that sort of encompasses my fourth bucket of emoting well.
Right.
If that's something that connects you to someone else to have that type of social event,
mm-hmm.
I absolutely advocate for that.
Okay.
So,
good.
Yeah.
We also live in an area where there is cannabis. And I know that this isn't as studied in the medical community right now because it's still federally the Schedule I drug.
Mm-hmm.
But is that also something, or other drugs and things like that? How do they impact your heart health?
Yeah, I'm very resolute when I say that marijuana use increases your risk for heart disease, specifically mm-hmm. heart failure, and it also increases your risk for stroke.
Hmm.
I have seen two young men who have had strokes less than 50, one significantly less than 50, from marijuana.
Really?
Yes, there were no other factors. Did a million-dollar workup on both these men and couldn't find any other abnormalities. And so both of these men were referred to me after already having had their hospitalization, and they were two different counties, okay, because we get referrals from everywhere.
Right.
And million-dollar workups for both of them, and they were shocked to hear after being referred to the cardiologist that, yes, marijuana increases your risk for stroke. You should stop.
Wow.
You yep. know?
Yeah.
So, yes, I would not say. Yes,
okay.
we definitely don't use that as a medicine. Now, what I can't tell you is people ask me this, the distinction between THC versus CBD.
Right.
We don't have that data yet.
Yeah, it is very new in terms of legalization here, mm-hmm. and the research behind it is just not there. So,
yes. Yeah. Yeah. You know, one of the last plugs I'm going to make is that when you really have time to sit with your physician, they can tell you a world of information. They can tell you what the risks are of taking NSAIDs, for example, and whether or not that is a real risk for you personally, mm-hmm. and that I can't compare you to your twin sister because, in fact, you two are different. So all of those things can come out, but it requires that you have that time with that physician.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you recommend for people, women especially, and women of color especially, how they can advocate for their own health? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times they're just not heard and their concerns aren't addressed.
One is to partner with a great physician. And sometimes, just like dating, you go through a few frogs before you find your prince or princess, so to speak.
Yeah.
So, and you know, physicians don't have egos in this. If you need to change your doc because the fit isn't right, he or she is not going to be offended. I've had patients switch on me, and I've had patients switch to me.
Mm-hmm.
And all we really want is that you have a good partnership with someone that is just as passionate about promoting your health as you are.
Right.
That's all we care about.
Right.
So.
And we have different communication styles. We need to remember that too,
absolutely.
Right? And that, you know, someone might not just vibe with you. It just doesn't work.
Just like in marriage,
yeah,
right? And, you know, for women of color or just women in general, you know, they're underrepresented to a great deal in the medical literature, mm-hmm. which is what the Bible is for. Oh, did I just make a religious reference? For cardiologists, you know, we operate by hard data all the time. We don't go off anecdotal experience.
Right.
Never.
Right.
And when we do, we tell you that right up front. We don't have the data, but this is what I've seen in a few cadre of patients that I've treated with something similar to yours. But sometimes you have to be the squeaky wheel. And I think that is a big obstacle for many women and people of color.
Yeah.
To be heard in that way. So,
yeah. Well, don't give up, right?
Yeah. That's right.
This is your life you're talking about. It's your heart. And we want to make sure that in Women's Heart Week, which is February 1st through the 7th and throughout the rest of the year, that we are making our needs heard and getting the kind of care that we need. All right. So, again, the Heart Health 101 event, which is hosted by KZST's Debbie Abrams, is coming up on Thursday, February 29th. At the LBC. It's a free event. We're inviting everybody to come and check it out. There will be a presentation by local Sutter cardiologists on heart health. They'll have exhibits that are really cool you can check out. There will be some heart-healthy food served, a Q&A session, so ask your questions there. If there's things that we haven't been talking about here in this half hour, be sure to write those questions down and be ready to ask them. You can RSVP for the Heart Health 101 event, which is coming up again February 29th. It's a Thursday at the LBC in the evening. Go to norcal.info/heart. norcal.info/heart. One thing that we didn't talk about too much is family history. Now, you said that that can have a factor. How big of an issue is family history of heart issues?
It can be very, very significant. Mm-hmm. And for people who have family history, sometimes it might put them at an advantage because then we are accessing those folks in their 20s and 30s.
Mm.
And even at the level of primary care, we're preparing those folks. Listen, you got to wear your seatbelt, and here's how. So right now, we're missing all of those people. So again, I'm seeing that woman with her first heart attack at 65 when I could have seen her at age 32 when she developed high blood pressure during pregnancy, which doubles her risk of needing me later. So those are the things that, we can make a huge impact on. I do want to say reservations for February 29th are needed because last I heard, the open spots were dwindling fast.
Okay.
So.
All right. That is very good to know. Again, the website norcal.info/heart. All right. Is there anything else that you wanted to add before we wrap things up?
Yeah. Thank you so much. And just, you know, look to the woman to your left and to the girl to your right and just think of how you can help impact her future.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And look inward. You are worth it too. Make sure you advocate for yourself and take care of yourself and ask for the help that you need. If you haven't had a screening, talk with your primary care physician and make sure that you're headed in the right direction. Thanks so much. This has been really fun.
Thank you for having me.
My guest today has been Dr. Joanne Tsai. She's a cardiologist at Sutter here locally. And again, Heart Health 101 event coming up on Thursday, February 29th at the LBC. Register right now for the free event at norcal.info/heart. This is Sonoma County Focus.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Hi, I'm Barry Friedman from Friedman's Home Improvement. Open the door to saving 15% off our low everyday price on all in-stock and special order Milgard windows and doors. For new construction or replacement, now is the time to invest in reliable Milgard windows and doors. Don't miss out on this opportunity to save 15% on beautiful, functional, long-lasting Milgard windows and doors. Friedman's Home Improvement, with you every step of the way. Sale ends February 11th.
Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa this weekend only, today through Sunday. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds, Santa Rosa. Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa this weekend only, today through Sunday. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds, 18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds, huge factory incentives, factory rebates. This weekend only. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tubs starting at $2,999. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Today through Sunday. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds. Today, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Free admission. Free delivery. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds. Call 833-SPA-SALE or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
Now, Redwood Credit Union brings you another Wolf Hometown Hero. The word hero for Karen Alves was defined by duty and sacrifice. Karen's uncle, killed on Okinawa in June 1945. Inspired by her uncle's sacrifice, Karen has worked tirelessly for many years to improve life in her hometown of Windsor. She was the founder and creator of the Charlie Brown Christmas Tree Grove, now grown to over 200 trees. She coordinated the construction of the Town Green Military Memorial Wall, a 20-year labor of love. Karen knows we can do great things when we work together with community members, leaders, businesses, and nonprofits. We now add Karen Alves to the ever-growing list of hometown heroes. If you would like to nominate our next hometown hero, go to thewolf.fm. And when you see the words Redwood Credit Union, for all that you love, let us know who your hero is so that we can give them the recognition they deserve.
70s, 80s, 90s, all flashing before your very ears.
On Sonoma County's 102.7, The Wolf.